You know, when you talk about, as an example, your father being a heavy smoker, and then you could smell the cigarette smoke, you know, now that's a very specific thing to him. And, you know, it seems to me that when people are going through a period of grief after the loss of a loved one, they're looking for meaning. They're looking for these types of things. Does that really enter into it to where a person might mistake something that they're seeing for being a visitation from the other side? Is there some way to discern the two? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, I think you look for multiple signs. I think just smelling cigarette smoke is not enough. I think at that point you need to ask, you know, if you're alone and won't feel like you're, you know, being crazy to do this, ask aloud, is that you, Dad? And very, very often a sign will come shortly thereafter. And so just getting multiple signs of visitation can help. But I think we err on the other side more often than not. I think the living error on the side of saying, oh, it's, you know, I'm just imagining things, or that's just a coincidence. And actually, synchronicity and coincidences are part of the language of the dead. It's very common, for instance, to have names pop up that were specific to that deceased loved one. So, in the case of my typesetter, my graphics artist, talking about her mother, Geraldine, and then again running across the name Geraldine shortly thereafter in regard to a decision she had to make. And it's not a common name, and it started to tell her there was something more going on. For her, there were actual physical signs, too, that don't require, you know, getting your soul senses up to their highest levels. But things like, she would hear things kind of go bump in the night. She saw her cat staring out into the hallway very often at night at nothing. I mean, there was just nothing there. And it wasn't a cat that would do that, that would just stare into thin air. So there were other signs around her that she was being visited. And because she didn't know she was being visited, she wrote it off as being haunted, which is the more common thing to do.
You know, when you're talking about some of this, I have to think about cultural differences here a little bit, Janice. It seems to me in America, and probably in Western culture, we do tend to take a little different point of view on this regarding, you know, poo-pooing it and saying, oh, it's my imagination, it's a coincidence,
Absolutely. Something like that.
But other cultures, though, as I understand, they do not. They accept the fact that once grandfather moved on, he didn't really move on at all. He's still hanging around right here with us.
Yes, in the East, for instance, in the Far East, we see a lot of that type of thing where they honor their dead by having, they'll put like a feast out for the dead on their particular birthdays or an anniversary of their death or what have you, and they actually acknowledge the presence of their deceased loved ones. They put out little tiny spirit houses that would look a little bit like bird houses to us that acknowledge that, you know, this is a place for you to live and to stay and to feel welcomed in our home. So it's their mentality is they don't come at it from the level of fear that we Westerners tend to have about the dead. We dress in black and we try to hide ourselves from the dead. And so what looks like traditions that are meant to honor the dead, say at a funeral, they're very often in ancient times were meant to protect us from the dead, from possession, more specifically by them.
That's very interesting. Can you give me an example of what you're referring to there?
Well, we, even nowadays, you will see a widow draped in black. She will drape her whole face in black, a silk black, in order to hide from the dead. And we put that saying, another nail in his coffin. We traditionally have put way too many nails in the coffins of our deceased loved ones in the past for it to be just a matter of being worried about grave robbers. It was more a matter of being worried that the dead were coming out of their graves at us. So we were protecting ourselves from the dead, and even a tombstone, which is meant as a marker nowadays and a symbol of memorial, was in the ancient times in the West considered a way to keep the dead in their graves with this heavy stone. Because we are so programmed to be afraid of the dead, we tune in more to Hollywood's version of the dead, and that's meant to scare us because it sells movie tickets. But when it's your pet, when it's your mother, when it's your husband, there's something very sad about that orientation. And they are trying, the dead are trying very hard to say to us, I'm still alive. I am still a going concern. And I hate to see the dead have to do, you know, handstands in our living rooms in order to get our attention, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think I do. You know, that Janice, that painted quite a vivid mental image for me when you said that, the phrase handstands in the living room.
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious, is it possible for a person to, say, encourage the visitation of a loved one who they've lost?
Yeah, the elements of life tend to attract the deceased. So that would be things like water, fire, air, soil. And I wondered through the years why I was hearing so many of my clients say to me, gosh, he always visits me in the shower, and I wish he wouldn't do that. I just feel vulnerable, and it's just not a good time to be visited. And it's the water from the shower that's attracting the deceased spirit. It seems as though those elements of life can actually help the dead manifest themselves on the physical plane again. And so I always tell people, if you want to encourage visitation, light a candle. Light a candle that's a favorite color of that deceased loved one. And remember those special anniversaries, birthdays, the date of their death. And those are good times, too, to take photos in order to get spirit orbs, which looks, they look like water spots on photos, but actually they are messages from the dead very often. And I've found that if you put them on computers, you know, you've got to have a digital camera for this, you will be able to zoom into them and often find messages in them or images in them that are meaningful.